1 month ago, a California toxicology team came with their hazmat suits to test the attic dust of homes in the Foxborough neighborhood for dioxin, a highly toxic compound that can damage the immune system, interfere with hormones, cause cancer, as well as reproductive and developmental problems. Environmental investigator Robert Bocock says he just received the results this week and his fears were confirmed.
The background level for dioxin in this particular area, as denoted by EPA, is 4 units of measurement. The attic dust at the home adjacent to Stericycle is 72.6. So what this evidence provides is concrete fact that the dioxin from Stericycle is accumulating on the private properties within the Foxborough community. And so now we have conclusive evidence of the pathway for exposure.
I live a block behind Stericycle, and these results are terrifying.
That's Natasha Hinks, a Foxborough resident.
I mean, we can't just sell our home. We're stuck until they do something. We've been worrying about this for a long time, and the results are clear. We are being poisoned by what Stericycle is releasing.
A stack test from 2011 shows that Stericycle was emitting more than 4 times the allowable limit of dioxin. The company is now contesting the notice of violation from the Division of Air Quality and maintains that it is in compliance with its permit. State Communications Director Marty Carpenter says Governor Gary Herbert is doing everything within his power to address the situation.
I think in any situation like this, the more information we have, the better it helps fill in the complete picture of what is actually happening. And that's why what they gave to the governor today is something that we'll look at very carefully with the specialists we have in the various agencies and take that information into consideration as we look to move forward.
Carpenter says it's not within the governor's power to shut down Stericycle. He could not say yet whether this new information would impact state support for the company's desired move to a more remote location in Tooele County, but that Governor Herbert is looking to find the best outcome. Carpenter says residents should expect to hear from the governor on his next steps within a month. Andrea Smartin, KUER News.